Since ancient times, the Bible has conveyed a message of universality and unity among all human beings, regardless of external differences such as skin color. This message is grounded in principles that transcend racial and ethnic divisions, highlighting the belief in a creator who made all humanity in his image and likeness. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, we read, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them." This passage emphasizes that all human beings share intrinsic dignity and value, being created by God with a common purpose, to reflect his image on earth. This fundamental truth establishes a solid foundation for understanding that in the eyes of God, there is no favoritism based on external physical characteristics such as skin color. The message of equality extends throughout the Bible. In Acts chapter 17, verse 26, it states, "From one man he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth." This declaration underscores that all humanity shares a common origin, descending from one blood. This concept is crucial for understanding that our superficial differences should not divide us. Instead, we should recognize our unity as a human family. The New Testament deepens this universalist principle. In Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 to 28, it is taught, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus." This passage emphasizes that in Christ, social and ethnic barriers are irrelevant. Faith unites everyone in a spiritual brotherhood that transcends any earthly differences. Unity in Christ is a central theme in Jesus' teachings. In John chapter 13, verse 34, Jesus says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." This command of love makes no distinction between races or colors. It is a call to treat everyone with love and respect, recognizing the image of God in each individual. In summary, the biblical teaching on human equality is clear and compelling. It urges us to look beyond external differences and recognize our fundamental unity as God's creation. This message not only guides us in our relationships with others, but also calls us to live in harmony, respect, and mutual love, thus reflecting the very heart of God for all humanity. In the Eden narrative, the Bible presents the origin of humanity and the early days of human existence on earth. In Genesis chapter 2, we are told how God created Adam from the dust of the ground and Eve from Adam's rib, establishing them as the progenitors of all humanity. This narrative not only describes God's creative act, but also shows his intention to establish an intimate and personal relationship with his creatures. However, this state of perfection and communion was disrupted by Adam and Eve's disobedience. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 6 to 7, we read how Eve and then Adam ate the forbidden fruit, thus disobeying the divine command. This act of rebellion introduced sin and its consequences into the world, breaking the harmony between God, man, and creation itself. As a result of their disobedience, Adam and Eve were expelled from the Garden of Eden, losing access to eternal life and facing a life of hard work and pain. This event marked the beginning of human history outside Eden, where Adam and Eve began to multiply and populate the earth. Their children, Cain and Abel, represent the first human conflicts and tragedies, culminating in Abel's murder by Cain, Genesis chapter 4. Over time, the human population grew and spread across the earth. In Genesis chapter 5, the genealogy from Adam to Noah is presented, highlighting the lifespans of each generation and showing the longevity of the early humans. Noah, a righteous descendant of Adam, was chosen by God to survive the flood that would purge the earth of sin and human wickedness. The flood, narrated in Genesis chapters 6 to 9, is a crucial event in human history according to the Bible. God, seeing the wickedness and corruption of man, decided to destroy all humanity except Noah and his family, who were preserved in the ark along with the animals. This divine judgment not only cleansed the earth of evil, but also initiated a new beginning for humanity through Noah's family. After the flood, Noah and his family were tasked with repopulating the earth. In Genesis chapter 9, God renews his covenant with Noah, establishing the rainbow as a sign of his promise never again to destroy the earth with a flood. This new phase in human history marked the beginning of a gradual dispersion of humanity across the earth, as Noah's descendants spread out and established diverse communities and civilizations. Thus, the biblical account of humanity's origin from Eden to the flood not only reveals our beginnings as beings created by God, but also illustrates the complexities of the relationship between God and man, human fall, and the hope of redemption that God offers through his covenant and mercy. After the catastrophic flood that devastated the earth, Noah's family emerged as the only survivors, preserved by divine grace and design. According to the biblical account in Genesis chapters 6 to 9, Noah was a righteous man and faithful to God, chosen to build an ark that safeguarded his family and a pair of each animal species during the flood that destroyed all corrupt humanity. After the flood, Noah and his family left the ark and received a renewed blessing and mandate from God. In Genesis 9, God told them to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. This mandate marked the beginning of the repopulation and diversification of humanity across the earth. Noah's family consisted of his wife, his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. Each of Noah's sons played a crucial role in the repopulation and dispersion of peoples worldwide, as recorded in Genesis chapter 10, known as the chapter of genealogies or table of nations. Shem, Noah's eldest son, is considered the ancestor of the Semitic peoples, including the Hebrews and other peoples of the Middle East. In Genesis chapter 10, verses 21 to 31, the descendants of Shem are listed, detailing the nations and regions where they settled. Ham, Noah's second son, is the ancestor of the Hamitic peoples, who dispersed into regions of Africa, Asia, and possibly America. The descendants of Ham include peoples such as the Egyptians, Ethiopians, Canaanites, and other ethnic groups mentioned in Genesis chapter 10, verses 6 to 20. Japheth, Noah's youngest son, is the progenitor of the Japhetic peoples, who spread into regions of Europe and Asia Minor. The descendants of Japheth are detailed in Genesis chapter 10, verses 2 to 5. The genealogy of Noah's sons not only illustrates how they multiplied and filled the earth according to divine mandate, but also shows the cultural and ethnic diversity that emerged from this catastrophic event. Each line of descent represented a divine plan for the multiplication and diversification of humanity over the renewed earth after the flood's judgment. This account not only provides a historical basis for the expansion and development of ancient civilizations, but also emphasizes the sovereignty and divine purpose behind human diversity. From the time of Noah to the present day, the story of the repopulation of the earth after the flood continues to resonate as a testimony to God's faithfulness to his creation and his plan for all nations. The genealogy of Ham, Noah's son, is crucial for understanding the dispersion and settlement of various cultures and peoples in the ancient world. According to Genesis chapter 10, Ham was the father of several sons, including Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. In this context, we will focus primarily on Cush and his lineage, as his descendants have had a significant impact on the geographical and ethnic distribution of populations. Cush, Ham's firstborn, is mentioned in Genesis chapter 10, verse 6, as the father of various nations or peoples. The descendants of Cush dispersed southward, settling in regions that today include parts of Africa and the Middle East. It is believed that the Cushites inhabited areas such as Nubia, which is the region south of modern Egypt and Sudan. This region was known in antiquity for its cultural wealth and its role in commercial and political interactions with ancient Egypt. One of Cush's sons, mentioned in Genesis chapter 10, verse 7, was Nimrod, who stood out as a powerful and enterprising leader. Nimrod is mentioned in Genesis chapter 10, verses 8 to 12, as the founder of important cities in Mesopotamia, such as Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh. This leader significantly influenced early human history, known for his ability to organize and build cities, and for his skill in hunting. His legacy is also linked to the construction of the Tower of Babel, an event that triggered the dispersion of humanity and the emergence of different languages, as narrated in Genesis 11. The migrations and settlements of the descendants of Cush not only influenced ancient geography, but also contributed to the ethnic and cultural diversity observed in African and Near Eastern populations. Biblical scholars and historians suggest that the Cushites were among the first groups to inhabit North Africa, and possibly contributed to the development of Egyptian and Nubian civilizations. The influence of the Cushites extended beyond Africa to other regions. For example, in Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23, there is a rhetorical question: can an Ethiopian change his skin or a leopard its spots? This reference reflects the presence of the Cushites in the cultural and religious consciousness of ancient Israel, highlighting their physical and cultural distinctiveness. In summary, the genealogy of Ham, and especially the descendants of Cush, as recorded in Genesis chapter 10, provides a fascinating insight into how ancient migrations and settlements shaped ethnic and cultural identities in the ancient world. The Cushites, in particular, played a significant role in the early history of Africa and the Near East, contributing to the development of civilizations and leaving a cultural legacy that endures to this day. Cush, mentioned in Genesis chapter 10 as the son of Ham and grandson of Noah, plays a crucial role in biblical history and in the identification of people with dark skin. According to the Bible, Cush was the father of several sons, including Nimrod, who stands out as a key figure in early human history. In Genesis chapter 10, verse 6, Cush is mentioned as the progenitor of several nations, indicating that his descendants spread out and established communities in various parts of the ancient world. Among the sons of Cush, one of the most notable is Nimrod, mentioned in Genesis chapter 10, verses 8 to 12. Nimrod was known as a mighty and valiant man, a leader in the building of cities in Mesopotamia, including Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh. His influence was significant in early human history, and he is described as a mighty hunter before the Lord, Genesis chapter 10, verse 9. Biblical and archaeological studies have identified Cush and his descendants as a primary source of the populations with dark skin in antiquity. The region associated with the Cushites includes areas such as Nubia and southern Egypt, where skin pigmentation was darker compared to other parts of the ancient world. This analysis is based on the migrations and settlements of the Cushite peoples throughout ancient history, as well as archaeological evidence showing the presence of these populations in the mentioned regions. The name Cush became a biblical term used to identify people with dark skin in the context of the Old Testament. For example, in Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23, a poetic comparison is made: can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? This reference reflects the recognition of the physical and cultural distinction of the Cushites in the ancient world. In addition to Nimrod, other descendants of Cush also played important roles in ancient history, For instance, the book of Numbers mentions Miriam and Aaron speaking against Moses because of his Cushite wife, Numbers chapter 12, verse 1. This mention suggests the presence of people with dark skin among the prominent figures of ancient Israel, highlighting the ethnic and cultural diversity that existed at that time. The identification of Cush as the principal ancestor of people with dark skin not only has historical and genealogical implications, but also theological and cultural ones. This connection establishes a biblical context for understanding racial and ethnic diversity in the context of creation and post-flood dispersion. The story of Cush and his descendants highlights the universality of the biblical message about the equality of all human beings before God, regardless of their skin color or ethnic origin. In conclusion, the figure of Cush and his descendants, including Nimrod, provides a profound perspective on how biblical and archaeological narratives converge to illuminate the history of people with dark skin in the ancient world. This account not only enriches our historical understanding, but also underscores the importance of ethnic diversity as part of the divine design and creation of humanity. The history of the Cushites extends from ancient times to the era of the Black Pharaohs, leaving a significant legacy in the Nubian region and its relationship with Egypt. The Cushites, descendants of Cush, son of Ham, and grandson of Noah, according to the Bible, played an important role in ancient history, especially in the political and cultural dynamics between Egypt and Nubia. From ancient times, the Cushites settled in the area known as Nubia, located south of Egypt along the Nile River. This region, known for its natural and strategic wealth, was inhabited by the Cushites from antiquity and played a crucial role in interactions between ancient Egypt and its southern neighbors. One of the most notable moments in Cushite history was the 25th dynasty of Egypt, also known as the Dynasty of the Black Pharaohs. This dynasty, which began around 747 BC, was established by Cushite kings who conquered Egypt and ruled for approximately a century. The Black Pharaohs of the 25th dynasty revitalized and rejuvenated Egyptian culture and economy, leading Egypt to a final period of splendor before being overthrown by the Assyrian Empire. During their rule, the Cushite pharaohs left a lasting legacy in Egypt. They significantly contributed to Egyptian architecture, religion, and politics, integrating Nubian cultural elements with pharaonic tradition. The monuments and temples built by the Black Pharaohs, such as the temples of Karnak and Luxor in Thebes, attest to their influence and power during this period. The relationship between Nubia and Egypt under the 25th dynasty was not only one of conquest and dominance, but also of cultural and commercial exchange. The Cushites maintained diplomatic and economic ties with other powers in the Middle East and the Mediterranean, facilitating trade and the dissemination of knowledge among ancient civilizations. In addition to their impact on Egyptian history, the Cushites were recognized for their distinctive identity and cultural heritage. The Bible and other historical sources identify them as descendants of Cush, linked to biblical narratives about ethnic diversity and the expansion of humanity after the flood. In conclusion, the history of the Cushites and their legacy illustrates how political and cultural dynamics between Nubia and Egypt shaped the history of the ancient Mediterranean world. From their initial settlement in Nubia to their prominence as Black Pharaohs in Egypt, the Cushites left an indelible mark on ancient history, demonstrating the diversity and complexity of human interactions in the Nile River region. In the context of the Christian message, the universality of the gospel transcends any external differences, including skin color. The Christian faith teaches that all human beings are equally loved and valued by God, regardless of their ethnic or racial origin. This fundamental truth is reflected in the teachings of the Bible, which emphasize the unity of humanity under God and the universal call to salvation through Christ. From the beginning, The scriptures reveal that God created all human beings in his image and likeness. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. This creation includes a stunning diversity of cultures, languages and races, all equally precious in God's eyes. Through his redeeming love manifested in Christ Jesus, God invites all people, without exception, to receive forgiveness of their sins and eternal life. The New Testament, especially in books like Romans and Galatians, emphasizes the equality of all believers in Christ. Paul, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, declares, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." This powerful statement underscores that faith in Christ transcends any earthly distinctions, including skin color or ethnic background. It is essential to understand that the gospel is good news for all people, regardless of their cultural or racial context. Jesus Christ died and rose again to offer salvation and reconciliation with God to all who believe in him. There are no racial barriers that can limit the reach of God's love or the efficacy of his saving grace. Therefore, as Christians, we must look beyond external differences and embrace the central truth that we are all equal before God. Our identity and worth are not based on our physical appearance, but on our relationship with Christ and the content of our heart and character. In a world often divided by skin color and other superficial differences, the Christian faith calls us to live in unity and mutual love. We invite everyone to come to Christ, regardless of their racial background, and experience the forgiveness, grace, and peace that only He can provide. May we reflect Christ's love through our actions and attitudes, showing the world that in Christ there is no racial distinction, but a brotherhood in love and faith. Would you like to receive more inspiring reflections and Bible studies? Subscribe to our channel so you don't miss any content.